Protesters clashed with riot police in several cities around the country, burning tires, looting, blocking highways. The rising cost of living is affecting many Peruvians. Rocketing fuel prices have directly impacted the basic food basket. People are blaming it on President Pedro Castillo's policies.
We have supported him. And how is he paying us back? He's raising the price of sugar, flour. When has it been like this? Our children are hungry. There is no work and we want a solution.
Farmers blocked the Pan American Highway to protest against the threefold increase in fertilizer prices. The government says fertilizers, fuel and grains imports from Russia and Ukraine have shot up because of the war. Last week, Castillo angered protesters saying they were being paid to protest. Farmers and truckers responded by blocking the crucial central highway, which is the main food supply line for the capital. That in turn caused food shortages.
The president has forgotten the poor people. Everything is expensive. He should put on his pants and govern well. If not, he should go back to his hometown.
Government officials struck a deal on Saturday with one faction of protesters. They imposed a five-day deadline to address their demands. And on Sunday, another deal with truckers, but that didn't appease people now rallying nationwide. Thousands of jobs lost to the pandemic have also fueled discontent.
People were already against the wall economically, and Castillo produced a revolution of expectations. Plus, under normal circumstances, inflation would have produced these effects later on, but the pandemic worked as an accelerator.
In the face of nationwide protests, the government is choosing to buy social tranquility with fiscal money. It's increased the minimum wage and reduced some taxes on fuel. But analysts say that may not be the solution.
Analysts say Castillo's populist measures could eventually bring some peace, but they say a major crisis looms ahead for the president. Last week, Castillo survived a second round of impeachment proceedings after 9 months in office, spearheaded by his political foes in Congress. But now it is the people who first supported him who are demanding him to fulfill his promises or leave. Mariana Sanchez, Al Jazeera, Lima, Peru.